Amen. Somebody else can talk, so let's talk for a minute. First, let's thank him. Let's make that thing you say. Song says we need to care to hurt and do it now. Amen, amen. It is not enough to come to church, but we got to retain this word that's about to go forth. Amen. So you can leave differently than when you came. Amen. I want to say before I get underway, I thank God for you who stood and thought it not robbery to praise the Lord.
Amen.
And to your sister, ain't none of us perfect.
Amen.
Isn't it strange that we are called to attain something that we will never attain?
Yeah.
It ain't about attaining it, it's about trying.
Amen.
I'm somebody say, I'm trying real hard. I'm trying to live right. I'm trying to do right. Sometimes I'm like, I take one step, some push it back. But I have to take two more steps to make one step up. And somebody said, no, I fall 7 times. You know, I got to get up again.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong 7 times as long as you get up the 8th time. You got to keep right on getting up. Keep right on getting up. And so you came back, thank God. You could have went anywhere. But thank God that you want to come to faith. I say right here, I believe you're in the right place. I really believe you're in the right place. I got a word from the Lord, and believe it or not, the scripture that you read wasn't the scripture that we're going to look at, but it fitted so nicely.
Amen.
Because it talked about praising the Lord. And that's like how God works things out. Even when we make a mess, he still fixes it up right. Because I got a witness. So that was a wonderful pericope of scripture that you read. But actually, our text is coming from Psalm 116. But I just want to say, we are coming off of a week of life.
Yeah.
Amen. And I want to say right here, though it was not a full week, it was 4 nights, God told me to do something different this year. On this July day, after coming off of revival, God told me to look at every night in which the preacher preached. And he told me to put it together to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. So I'm so glad that I took notes and I think, because my memory fails me sometimes. I like that, John. I'm a pastor of 19. I'm 19 years old. Amen. Thank you. I like that. But my memory fails me, but I wrote it down, and I just want to recap, because we're going to go through every night. But that's not going to be what we're going to preach about, because what we're going to preach about came from Friday night.
All right.
No, it came from Friday night. No, but the night that the preacher didn't show up. That's where the Exodus is coming from. You know, out of my 19 years of pastoring, I've never had that happen before. And when it happened, it would have threw me off guard if I had not been a seasoned preacher. If I had not been here 19 years, I would not have known. See, I'm not boasting in myself, but I'm boasting in what God has shown me in 19 years. God has shown me things ain't always what they seem to be. The thing that looked like didn't happen actually didn't happen because God didn't let it happen. Because God wanted something else to happen. Have I got a witness? So we're going to preach from Friday night. From Friday night. Y'all got it enough. Y'all got enough. The preacher did show up on Friday night. Yeah, I feel good about this, y'all. I feel good about this. Monday, smash Monday.
Monday.
I want you to just, we're going to stand, we're going to have all of that, but I just got to bring some folks up to speed. Now, I'm not trying to recap so that those who missed every night, so that you can catch up. Now, I'm recapping because we're going to put it all together to see what the Spirit is saying to the church called faith.
All right.
Because there is a message in those 5 nights.
Amen.
If you put put it together. Somebody say five nights. Y'all thought you had four, but we actually did have five nights of Bible. Amen, amen. On Monday night, somebody say Monday night. Monday night, the preacher from Kitchens, Pastor Williams, preached from the book of Romans, chapter 12. Have I got a witness? And where he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto the Lord, which is what? Your reasonable service. I got some Bible readers here. And his subject was this, the miracle of right mind. The miracle of the right mind. He let us know that it is a miracle to be in our right mind. And the only way that we can be in our right mind is, he said, we can't be conformed to the ways of this world, but we have to be transformed. Come on, say transformed. But the transforming don't come in my body. The transforming comes in my mind. And look the part, but if my mind ain't right, there's something your mind gotta be right. A right mind in the eyes of God isn't when you think right, it's when you do right because you think right. I'll say it again, it ain't when you think right, but it's when you do right because you think right. And you can't think right unless you have a mind that's been transformed. A transformed mind means I know that I'm a sinner saved by God's grace. That's a right mind. Ah, somebody say, choose tonight.
Choose tonight.
The Spirit of the Lord said through the angel Marcus Johnson that there's power in your shout. I said there's power in your shout. Second Kings, where they were getting ready to fight a battle, and a young man was with the prophet, All he saw was the horses and chariots that was about to come on them. But the Bible says that the prophet prayed and said, Lord, open up their eyes. Here's why I said, open up my eyes. Open up my eyes. He said, open up the prophet. He said, open up his eyes so that he can see what I see.
Yeah.
The prophet said that he took a second look and he saw in the fifth dimension. Oh, y'all didn't know that. His presence. He said, he saw some other angels. Oh, so that had chariots of fire. Somebody said chariots of fire. And he found out that it was more with them than it was more that was with them. Somebody say Friday night. Look at this thing, how God is working it out. He is telling us all we have to do to have power is to say something. All we have to do to have what we need is to bless his name. The Bible says all that we have to do is open up our mouth from the phrases that go up. Blessings will come down. I want somebody to know this is what God is giving. But on Friday night, it was our turn to give. Now, I know a lot of y'all took Friday off. I'm just glad that we ain't got to go back to church. But he gave you Friday off so that you could give something back to him. You missed that. You got quiet right there. Yeah. Isn't it reasonable that a God that always gives to us, shouldn't we sometimes give to him?
Yeah.
So Friday night, that was our time to give to him. And the pericope of scripture that came to me, I searched for it Saturday and I got nothing. I came down disappointed. I said, I gotta have something to take. Lord, have you ever been empty-handed? Have you ever been empty-pocketed?
Yeah.
And you didn't have something. You didn't have that what you needed to give. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a deal that you couldn't pay? I got a witness over here. Well, that's where I feel. But this morning early.
All right.
This morning early, the Lord gave me something to give to you. In my mind, I was saying, what can happen to a God that has been this good to me?
Yeah.
What can I give to him?
Yeah.
Look at somebody and say, what can I give the Lord? What can you give to the person who has everything? Okay, we get it, y'all. Psalm, the scripture, as you stand to your feet, Psalm 116, stand to your feet, 116. And we're going to read. Now, I want you to go back and read this in its entirety at your leisure. But our verse of focus, is verse number 12. Verse number 12 of Psalm 116. And if you have a King James rendering, I see there's a page that's turning. If you have a King James rendering, we want you to read Psalm 116, verse 12. 1, 2, 3, read.
What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me?
I just want to talk to a few folk that can look back. Every now and then, in this busy walk of life, you need to sit down. Stop what you're doing. And look where the Lord brought you.
That's right, Pastor.
See, now everybody won't get this particular scripture. Everybody's not going to participate, but I just want to talk to a few folks that the Lord has brought you through something.
Yes. Amen.
But not just one witness.
Amen.
Just one somebody that you can look back. From a sickness that God brought you out of. Anybody ever been in trouble and you didn't have any help? I know y'all are law-abiding citizens, but every now and then you'll get in some trouble. Somebody say trouble. said, what kind of thanks can I give the Lord for all of the benefits he has shown? The subtopic is paying some bills. We told God our Father, it's preaching time. We stand now before a few preachable moments. And Father, it doesn't matter what kind of church I got. Father, I'm going to preach to those who listen. Father, open up now deaf ears. Father, they may hear, but the Spirit is saying to the church. Father, we know that everybody doesn't have an ear to hear. Give them ears to hear. Touch your ear right now. Give them an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church on today. In the name of Jesus. And then, Father, not only let us hear it, but let us receive it. Let it go down and be engrafted in our very soul, that it might govern our behavior in such a fashion that we will live differently than when we came, is our prayer. For in the name of Jesus we pray. Say with me, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. You may take your seats. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friends. The songwriter looks back over his life and what brings us to verse 12, where he asks himself a question. You know, sometimes you gotta talk to yourself. And he asked himself a question. He said, what shall I render? What can I give back to God for all of his blessings? Well, let's first of all see why he's so grateful. Verse 1 of the same text says, I love the Lord. Which I say that you love the Lord. I don't know about you, but I love the Lord. If you don't love God, what's wrong with you? And he says, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplication. He said the first reason that we ought to love the Lord is because he's a prayer-hearing God. Does anybody in here know that he will hear the fervent prayer of a righteous? Have you ever heard the prayer before? Have you ever heard him call out to him and he came and answered to prayer? And you know what? I love the Lord not only because he hears my prayer when I pray wrong. He never prayed wrong. When I pray wrong, he answers right.
Amen.
That's what I say when I pray wrong.
When I pray wrong.
He answers right.
Yeah.
Can you think about that thing that you prayed for that you didn't need and he didn't give it to you? You look back on your life now, he said, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Sometimes the answer is no. And I'm so glad that it didn't work out.
Yeah.
The first time I thought I was going to get married, thank you, Lord. It didn't work out. Y'all, I ain't going to get no help. My father was one day, he just had a breakup. You need to be thanking God. Get your head up. That woman went for you. Bring it to one. Somebody say, it's the one after. I just told you, that was straight. That was straight for a mission. That one you think it is, it ain't him. That one you think it is, it ain't her. It's the one after. All right, y'all, it's the one after. It is the one after. No. He said, I love him because he hears my prayer. He hears my cry. I love him because he answers right, even when I pray wrong. And you know, the kind of God that we serve, he says yes. He's a yes kind of God. Notice this. He will answer the prayer that you don't even pray to him. Y'all ain't gonna be real. Sometimes you don't have time to pray. But he answers the unprayed, the unspoken prayer. I know what I'm talking about. He says, you hear my voice. And even when you don't hear my voice, Father, you hear my supplication. Sometimes you ever been so down, you didn't know what to say. You have gone through a thing and it's got the best out of you and you done prayed everything you know to say and sometimes you don't know what to say. But y'all, I got to smile. You know, sometimes they can open the door, you ought not go through. Just because it's open don't mean it's open for you.
Amen.
Lord have mercy. Somebody say that it's prayer answering God. The second reason that we're going to look at is the psalmist says that the Lord preserveth the simple. Look at verse 6. The Lord preserves the simple. That's a nice way to say that the Lord takes care of the stupid.
Amen.
Y'all ain't never been stupid. There was a time in Greg's life that I was stuck on stupid. And if you're really honest, there was a time in your life. You can stop praying and asking him for it. benefits of blessing. What shall I render? I'm glad that he asked. First in verse 14, he says, I will pay my vow. A vow is a promise. Has anybody ever been in a situation and said, Lord, if you just get me out of this? Y'all ain't gonna be rich. Some of y'all are getting a thing right now. And you're saying, you ain't openly said it, but you're saying to yourself, Lord, if you just get me out of this. For the most part, we have been in this thing called Christianity long enough to know that we don't even really even say it no more, because we know we're lying. And there again, that's where you got to stop praying. Some of y'all don't even say, Lord, if you get me out of this, I will. You don't even say nothing then because you know you won't. Y'all ain't going to say it again.
Amen.
There's a whole lot of people lying to God. He got you out of that situation and you went right back to do the same thing over again.
Amen, pal.
Oh, I ain't going to get no hit to here. You've been speeding and you know it's dangerous. Caught fast, he got all scared. Slowed down as soon as he got out of sight. Are y'all ain't gonna be ready? Oh Lord, get me out of this situation with this crazy man or this crazy woman. And soon as they done gone and got out your head, and then you go following after them. The devil is alive. You don't even know what love means. You think of love is about a feeling. The only reason you feel it that way is because you were sexual with it. You connected with it physically. This ain't must not be for y'all. Where did the court at? We start with it. You done connected with it physically, but you didn't know you connected with it spiritually and emotionally. All you feel is that monogamous feeling that was guaranteed to a monogamous relationship that was supposed to be meant for a lifetime. It ain't that you love them, it's that you laid down with them. You think you done moved on, but some of y'all are bigots. Because y'all got 4-5 marriages, y'all got 4-5 marriages. You ain't even recognize them, God does. Ain't nothing casual about sex. You mate with them, you married to them. I see, I got quiet right there. I said, you mate with them, you are married to them. In the eyes of the Lord, marriage ain't about walking down this aisle. It's about the consummation of marriage. When the two becomes one flesh, that's marriage in the eyes of the Lord, and you're married to them. That's why I can't be faithful to one person, because you're all in these other relationships. You can't devote your time to her because he just left her.
You preach.
Somebody said, the first thing that he said, I'm going to render, listen to this. He said, I will pay my vow. He looks at his promise as a debt. We owe God everything. To him, I owe it. So what shall I render? I'm so glad you asked. It's right here. He said, I will pay my vow unto the Lord in the presence of all his people. Now, I can understand why you might not shout at work. Because you might get taken to HR. But why won't you shout amongst his people? Everybody in here is supposed to be saved, baptized, believers. But you are saying a praise right here. He said, the first way I'm going to tell him thank you, I'm going to be the first one to say, thank you, Jesus. I don't need no praise leader. I don't need no
Thank
he
you.
Says, I'm, and that's why the subtitle is just paying bills. Every now and then, y'all, they gotta excuse me. One minute, I gotta pay my bills. He says, I will pay my vow in front of everybody. Somebody say everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody ought to know you. Do they know you were Christian at school?
Amen. All right.
Well, I'm talking to young folks now. Do they know that you were a believer at school? And I don't mean you got to wear a sign on your back. Let me tell you this. People who wear a sign on their back advertising usually ain't what they say they are. Most of the people who wore a sign on their back and say Christians are hypocrites. They are hypocrites. They know what the word says, but they don't do what the word says. They are hypocritical. They know that what shall I render? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. Somebody say your body, your body, your body. Our bodies. Listen to this. Our bodies. What he's saying there is that we are to allow Christ to live his life throughout us.
Yeah. Amen.
Hardly nobody. Somebody say nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody in church does that. Nobody. Preacher included. Nobody. Nobody allows Christ to live through them. Why? Because there's some things that I deserve. A lot of us are tired and been running all week. We ain't going to no restaurant this afternoon. Why? Because I'm tired. I'm going home. Put my feet up. I'm going to look at me some television and go to sleep. When we go to sleep, then we don't know. It might be the sleep of death. But tell you something. It's the reason she read that scripture. I don't know if you listened to it. She said that there's no graves where we're going. Ain't nobody out there that's at that grave up. Praise God. When you get out there, somebody says, it's too late. When your mouth is hushed and yelled, the Spirit just told us last week it's too late. But as long as we got breath and can speak, there's hope. But when we are closed, our mouths are closed, and our tongue is cleaving to the roof of our mouth, we can no longer speak, it's too late to hear. It's too late to shout. It's too late to pray. It's too late to say anything because it's over.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Who will allow the Lord to live his life through you? This afternoon, I know you're tired, but there's some sick folk. That's waiting. We told the new deacon, the bones are waiting on you. Oh, the bones. Let's say the bones.
The bones.
Those dry bones are waiting. They're waiting for somebody to visit them. They're waiting for somebody to tell them that the Lord loves you. They're waiting to say that somebody cares for you. They're waiting to talk to somebody. They're waiting to have a conversation. Somebody is on their deathbed. I want to get rid of the thought that if you don't see it, it doesn't exist. You ever notice why in some families when people get sick, their own folk don't visit them? I'm coming down here. And their excuse is, I don't want to see them in that shape. Who are you? Who are you? You don't want to see them in that shape. What if it was you? Wouldn't you want somebody to come and visit you and hold your hand and to tell you it's going to be all right? But for most of us will go to the comfort of our own home and we're just going to have a relaxing Sunday afternoon. But Christ is saying through the preacher, allow me to live my life through you. If Christ was on, if he was on the earth, you think he would go back this afternoon and put his feet up? I know you're coming off, some of you are coming off a week of revival. But you think he would go back in the comfort of his own home and sleep the afternoon away?
Yeah.
We got sick folk in this congregation.
Yeah.
We got people in rest homes. People in prison. But because we don't see it, we think that it doesn't exist.
That's right.
The need is very real. It's more about paying bills. Paying bills is good. Praising the Lord is good. But the Lord requires of us service.
Amen.
Not church.
Amen.
Oh, it's easy to have church. But He requires service. What's my say? Service.
Service.
He has no hands but our hands. He has no feet but our feet. He hasn't a mouth but our mouth. Open your mouth and tell somebody that the Lord loves you. The Lord sees you in your stricken condition. Hold somebody's hand. Give God a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord for what He has done and what He is still doing. Now before we end, is there anybody who want to pay a bill?
Amen.
Children are still here. Never forget that the one of the ways that we thank God for all of His benefits is that we pay our vow. Paying your vow means paying the debt. We owe God. Christ came, suffered, and died in our place. He died. But He allows us to live.
Yeah.
We ought to be living sacrifices.
Yeah.
Because while we're living, we can do some good.
Yeah.
While we're living, we can talk some good, speak some good. Yeah. We can help somebody along the way.
Yeah.
People don't care what you know until they know you care.
Yeah.
By this, they will know that you're my disciples. That you love one another. Christ desires to live His life through ours. It is a life of sacrifice. We sacrifice our entire body. There's a song that says, I give myself away. Oh, do you really? I give myself away. Thank God for the night of revival that seemingly was missed, but it wasn't missed. It was silent so that we could say something. It was silent so that we could do something. We didn't have to come here. We should have went somewhere. And if you forfeited the opportunity on that occasion, always be seekers to do good, looking for the opportunity to help somebody.
Yes.
We extend a Christian invitation to those who may not know Christ as Lord of their life, Savior of their soul. We're going to ask for an invitation, a song from the choir, and as they sing, we ask you to come to a point of decision. These people, these men are coming in bottles of support. They're just standing there waiting for you.